Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he plans to hold talks on Ukraine in the coming days. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Unhappy with the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, the president is set to speak on the phone with Ukraine President Zelensky on Thursday. He also plans to talk with Russia's Vladimir Putin soon.
I'm having a conversation with him very shortly, and I'll know pretty much what we're going to be doing.
The president has hinted at the possibility of imposing more sanctions on Russia if there's no progress, but he has yet to take such action. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A quick-moving wildfire has burned homes in a California gold rush town.
The wildfire has rapidly expanded in size, forcing the evacuation of the Chinese camp town about 57 miles east of Stockton. It's one of several fires called the TCU September Lighting Complex, which is burning in multiple locations with no containment. Chinese Camp Town was settled by Chinese miners after they were driven out of a nearby camp. Originally called Camp Washington, its name was soon changed to reflect the thousands of people from China who settled in California during the gold rush. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The conservative news network Newsmax has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Fox News. It said Fox has sought to maintain its market dominance through intimidation and exclusionary business practices designed to stifle competition. The lawsuit says Fox has sought to block television distributors from carrying Newsmax or minimize its exposure, pressure guests not to appear on the rival network, and hire private detectives to investigate Newsmax executives. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 24 points, the Nasdaq rose 218. This is SRN News. A warning about gambling.
The NFL season kicks off this week, and over the course of the season, billions of dollars will be wagered and lost now that most states have legalized sports betting. The Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is urging Americans not to gamble. It's also telling pastors they need to speak out against gaming from the pulpit and prepare to help the problem gamblers that will likely begin to crop up in their communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iraq continues to rebuild a decade after ISIS took control of large portions of the country. In the city of Mosul, war-damaged churches have been rebuilt in an effort to preserve the heritage of the city's Christian population. Most of Mosul's believers fled when ISIS launched its offensive in 2014. Before the invasion, the city's Christian population stood at 50,000. Today, fewer than 20 Christian families remain. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street steadied itself after Alphabet and other technology stocks rose. The S&P 500 added 0.5 and broke the two-day losing skid it's been on since setting its latest all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 1%. Google's parent company was one of the strongest forces lifting the market after avoiding some of the worst-case scenarios in an antitrust case. Also helping to steady Wall Street was the bond market, where yields eased following a weaker-than-expected update on the U.S. job market. A day earlier, climbing yields worldwide raised the pressure on the stock market. The Dow was down 24 points, closing at 45,271. The NASDAQ gained 218 to 21,497. The S&P up 32 to 6448. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.